Wealth Alignment Practice 8, Embracing Your Shadow. So you've become accustomed to taking a few deep breaths and bringing your mind down into your heart. And we're going to do that once again because it is the quickest, most direct route to accessing your inner knowing, to accessing the truth, and cutting through what's ever holding you back or tapping right into what will move you forward. So take those few breaths, put your hand on your heart. Invite your mind to drop down into your heart. You can imagine your mind on a slide and just slide all the way down, all the way down into the very center of your heart. Relax your jaw and your shoulders. And feel down into your soul. I'm going to tune into what your soul is saying to you. Now bring your awareness to the challenge that you're currently having, or the shadow energy that you're embodying. Just let that come up for you, let it come into your awareness. And ask yourself, what is the belief that is driving this energy? What's the belief that's driving this energy? Just let your mind relax into your heart and open up until that hidden belief reveals itself. What belief is behind this energy that's driving it? Maybe it's a belief that you're not good enough, or that you're too much, or that you're not supported by others. People aren't trustable. There's so many beliefs. Trust it, one that comes up for you. And without judgment, because these beliefs were put in place to keep you safe at a time that you didn't have another strategy, or you took them on as programming. And as that hidden belief comes up, just trust whatever comes up for you. Don't go back into your head. Don't judge it. Don't push it away. Instead, draw it closer to you. Like you want to put your arm around it with compassion. It's a very young part of yourself that's constructed this belief. It's just not aware that you're an amazing, brilliant, mature being with all kinds of capabilities that you are. It's been locked away somewhere. So with compassion, put your arm around it. Bring it in close. Maybe you're avoiding your superpower because you believe you're not good enough to use them wisely. Sometimes we hide in the shadow of an archetype because we're afraid to be seen for authentically who we are, because we were told that wasn't acceptable or wasn't right earlier in life. Maybe you learned that you really had to fight for what's yours instead of simply inviting it in. Whatever beliefs have come up for you, whatever that the first one that comes up, write it down. Write it down. And then put your arm around it again and bring it in close, just like a scared child. Hold it close. Compassion. Just comforting it, letting it know it's okay. Your soul knows that these fears are real to you, but they're not real. Have compassion for yourself for even having them. Just calming that fear down, holding it close. And now that you've calmed the fear, really look at it. Just Just imagine it as a young being sitting right in front of you and gaze into its eyes. See where you're plugged into the story it's been telling you. You might visualize that as a cable, as a cord, with one end plugged into your heart and the other end plugged into that fear story of not being good enough, or you have to fight for what's yours, whatever that might be. And next, ask your soul, which of my archetypes embodies the opposite of my fear? Which of the archetypes embodies the opposite energy than this of this fear? What's the other end of the spectrum from what you're experiencing this fear to be? If you're afraid of judgment, which archetype embodies real self-certainty and confidence? If you're afraid of being unworthy, which archetype embodies full value and worth? And if you're afraid of scarcity, which archetype most embodies ease and abundance? Just tune into that for a moment. Again, trust whatever archetype comes up for you or that you pick. Just trust it. And you need to pause this to really tune into that archetype or to look back through them, that's fine. And when you're ready, you're going to invite that part of your wealth code to enter the space you've created and ask it to help you to unplug from your fear and the story it's told you with love and compassion. You're going to invite that archetype in to help you unplug from this story. So you're inviting your superpower in. You're inviting one of your amazing guides. This is an aspect of you that holds your brilliance. You're going to invite that part to come in and help you shift this story and unplug from it. Help you unplug from the story with love, with compassion. So as you unplug it, just like a three-prong plug that's plugged into the wall, but the wall is the story, the belief that's not serving you. Or maybe it's a beautiful ribbon for you and it's sort of tied around that story. You're going to untie it, you're going to unplug it with the help of your superpowers. And you're going to take that loose end of the cord and plug it into the essence of your archetype, where it belongs. It's a leak in energy that was peeled off and misguided. Now you're going to weave it back in like a beautiful braided rope and plug it back in to the essence of the archetype that's come to help you, this greater part of you. So take a deep breath, plug that in, and feel that rush of energy. Feel that rush of energy flood into your being. Just really let that wash over you. Let the ease in your heart and your mind just flood through you. And feel how empowering it is to stand in the light instead of in the shadow. You have the power to shift and take that step out of the shadow into the light. They own the gifts of your superpowers of this archetype. You can repeat this exercise for any of your fears, any of the shadow that's coming up for you. And however this plays out for you, this exercise, whether you actually see these events happening or feel them, trust what you're experiencing. It's perfect. Your soul knows how to communicate with you, how to redirect the energy, how to heal. and you're redirecting energy away from your challenges and into your superpower. And once you feel fully connected to your new power source, ask yourself the most important question. What's one inspired action that I can take today to support myself in living from this new empowerment? What's one inspired action that I can take today to start living from this new empowerment? Tune into what that is and trust whatever comes up for you. Whether it seems related or not, trust it. Write that down. Take that action right away or put it on your calendar so that you can do it. You can't pass this up. This is the integration point. We need to live from soul to soul, from our soul down to the soles of our feet. And by moving it through your body, that inspired action, it's that integration point. And you'll learn to trust yourself and you'll complete the shift. Feel free to hop into the Facebook group and share what's shifting for you, or share your challenge, or share what's the shadow and the great gift on the other side. Feel free to ask for support. We're there to help you. You're not in this alone. You have a like-minded, like-hearted community. And it's time for us all to step into our gifts more than ever. The world needs it from you. The world wants it from you. And that's why it's stirring inside of you. Compassion for your fear, but with a pathway to move past it. Much love.